It's Thursday, June 25th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria last year has created a vacuum where Turkish-backed forces have carried out war crimes against Christians and other religious minorities, according to religious liberty experts who spoke to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom last week. Nadine Mainza, the vice chair, said the areas controlled by Turkey and Syria have lost religious freedoms.
I visited northeast Syria in late 2019, where I was able to see for myself the devastation brought upon the Christian villages near the area Turkey had invaded. I met with religious and community leaders and heard about the remarkable religious freedom conditions under the autonomous administration and how that is now non-existent in the area Turkey occupies.
Amy Holmes, professor at the American University in Cairo, described some of the atrocities that Christians in Syria have suffered under the Turkish occupation.
They have been killed, disappeared, kidnapped, raped, detained, subjected to forced religious conversion, and held for ransom until their families pay exorbitant sums of money to secure their release. They've been forcibly displaced and driven from their homes. Their places of worship have been destroyed, defaced, and looted. Even their cemeteries have been demolished and vandalized. The international community has failed to take action.
Please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters in the Middle East. Coronavirus cases surpassed 9 million on Monday, with over 470,000 deaths and 4.5 million recoveries. The International Monetary Fund projects global economic growth to fall by 4.9% this year because of coronavirus lockdowns. The report projects advanced economies like the U.S. will fall by a higher rate of 8% compared with developing economies at 3%. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 says, "Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy." On Monday, the U.S. Department of Education announced the results of a year-long inquiry into foreign funding of American higher education institutions. The department found that $6.5 billion in previously undisclosed foreign gifts and contracts to U.S. schools, and that educational institutions have anonymized the identity of the donors of over $1 billion from China, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Russia. The department also uncovered multiple university contracts with Chinese Communist